Music. Life. Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
I'm one of those guys who went to school until I couldn't get any more degrees. Young people today can probably benefit from my 12 years in college, so here's some advice. Avoid any course called Colonial American Literature. You'll read smug creeps like Benjamin Franklin, psychotics like Edgar Allan Poe, half-smart mystics like Ralph Waldo Emerson, and turgid pulp writers like James Fenimore Cooper, all of them dull. Also avoid Henry James, who will put you to sleep in seconds. Avoid psychology. Sigmund Freud was a half-baked Viennese quack. Our literature, culture, and the films of Woody Allen would be better today if Freud had never written a word. Ignore B.F. Skinner and behavioralism, a school of psychology that reduces experience to a meaningless series of manipulations, punishments, and rewards. Steer clear of existentialism, a morbid philosophy based on unprovable premises developed solely so graduate students can sprout ratty little beards, drink espresso till 3 a.m., and come to believe that despair is sexually appealing, which it definitely is not. Even if it were, the class of people you meet in philosophy classes aren't worth your time. If you want to appeal to members of the opposite sex, one of the prime reasons for going to college, buy clothes with designer labels and join a fraternity or sorority. Always remember that Jean-Paul Sartre was a third-rate writer whose attempts at irony were done much better in the Twilight Zone. Remember, too, that Ernest Hemingway is perhaps the most overrated writer who ever lived. If you're a young person who writes poetry, throw it all away right now, unless it's Christmas card verse. There is no money in poetry. Never take a film class. You will never see a movie in a film class that is even remotely entertaining, and even if you did, the movie would be talked to death by a graduate student with a theoretical axe to grind. Don't take writing classes. Writing classes are all taught by over-the-hill beatniks who will bore you to death with the monotonous stories about their drinking days with Jack Kerouac. You will never get an agent in a writing class. If you must read, read Stephen King. At least he knows how to tell a story. And if you're dumb enough to get stuck in a class that requires a term paper, sprinkle your essay with these words: interface, relevance, dialectic, discourse, disturbing, and admirable. Remember, kids, all great art is boring. Dress well and drink a lot. That's what college is for. As for a major, go with law or medicine. Everything else is just too iffy. I ought to know. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.